Welcome back, 351, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times, joined now by Jim Robbins for the Robbins Report. Jim is a Washington Times senior editorial writer. Hello, Jim, how are you?
Hey, Andy, how's it going?
I'm going just fine, thank you. The piece you had yesterday, a victory for veterans in the Washington Times, pretty interesting stuff. It's about a community rallying around those who served. Kind of set the story of that, if you would, a little bit.
Well, down in this community in Florida, they had a number of veterans that there was a 70-mile journey to get to the VA center, so Colonel Marty Zuckert, U.S. Air Force retired, and some other people got together to get a bus to help take the veterans there. But the bus they had was wearing out, and so they needed to raise money for a new bus, and so they started something called the Victory Center, which is a retail store at a mall down there, but also with a place where veterans can come and get a cup of coffee, use free Wi-Fi. Family members can Skype to people serving overseas, and it just became a community thing. And so now they're raising a lot of money for this new bus, but they also have additional things that they're doing, helping out the local vets.
And I'm assuming it's serving as a model for other communities.
Yeah, the owners of the mall, who own a chain of malls, have said that they might promote this in other malls that they have, because it's also useful for the mall to have a place where, you know, veterans can come and older people and just sit down and hang around for a while, maybe they're with their relatives who are shopping, who knows. But, you know, it's just a public-spirited way, all-volunteer effort to help out veterans and to help the community.
Yeah. There's another piece in today's Washington Times called Obama's Shrinking Navy. Carrier cuts undermine U.S. power in the Pacific. You know, they've been talking about getting rid of aircraft carriers for years, but they just keep outliving, you know, all the threats, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I mean, aircraft carriers are expensive, but they're really useful. And this was pinging off of something that Rowan Scarborough had earlier in the week about perhaps the Navy's planning to cut back on these with budget cuts. But at the same time, the Obama administration is saying that we're going to shift our whole strategy to the Pacific, which, in case they haven't noticed, is a big ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of need to have your capital ships out there. Also, China just is doing sea tests of a new carrier, and they're going to build up their carrier force. So it's really kind of a dumb time to be talking about getting those kind of savings. I mean, you know, you could be penny wise and pound foolish.
Yeah. I want to take you to another story that caught my eye. The AP opening a bureau in North Korea. Explain how that will work.
You know, I love that story. I want to go work there. The Washington Times North Korea Bureau. Seriously. Well, can you imagine the professional challenge of operating in one of the most closed police states in the world?
Of course. It would be awful.
You know, developing sources, trying to, you know, shake off the bad guys. I know it's a lot like Washington. But
yeah.
Seriously, what a challenge that would be to try to be a newsman in North Korea.
Yeah. One of the other things, the international view of Obama, has that changed in the past 3 years?
Well, we had something today in the paper about how in Israel people are starting to trust the president more. And it could have to do with the fact that his Muslim outreach effort that he invested a lot of political capital in has completely failed. And many opinion polls show that actually we're worse in Muslim-majority countries now than under George Bush. And he's taking a harder line with Iran. You know, there are other things like that that maybe Israelis are now saying, well, maybe he's not the best guy for us, but at least he understands what the threat is.
Yeah, and you're referencing a story by Ben Birnbaum in today's paper. And what I took away from that story was, hey, it's an election year. I better make up with the Israelis so I get the Jewish vote in America.
You know, I think there is that undertone, but most Jewish voters don't vote only on the Israel issue. I read something by Michael Medved recently that showed that actually Israel is amongst the lesser issues for most Jewish American voters. So, you know, if he's doing the right thing by Israel and that's his rationale, that's good enough. I mean, he should do the right thing anyway, but if it's for politics, then fine.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to switch your attention to the debates and the candidates. How do you think they're handling foreign policy issues?
Well, you know, it's the same thing. They're all pretty much in lockstep except for Ron Paul.
Yeah.
You know, he's got, I mean, he's got a great foreign policy for the United States of the 1800s, you know.
yeah.
It just doesn't make as much sense today. I think the most dramatic development in foreign policy was John Bolton coming out for Mitt Romney. I think that that shored up a lot of Mr. Romney's conservative supporters, you know, making them understand that he wasn't going to be a compromiser or something.
Yeah.
That he could have a strong foreign policy, a strong conservative foreign policy, because John Bolton is really the man, so far as conservatives are concerned.
Yeah, that's for sure. And that was a big slap in the face to Newt Gingrich. You can bet on that.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, Newt's not going to get it. I mean, he's kind of flamed out. We'll see how he does in South Carolina, but he's just not going to be the nominee.
Yeah, he had a great debate last night, but, you know, he keeps falling on his own sword, it seems. I just don't get it. But, all right, one more note. Iran is making a toy version of the drone.
Yeah, marketing it as kind of a toy in Iran, copies of the American drone, and the company that's doing it there said that since President Obama asked for the drone back, they're going to send him one, a pink one. pink plastic drone.
Oh, fantastic. You can't make it up. You really can't. All right, Jim, great to talk to you. We'll do it again next week. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks, Andy.
See you. Jim Robbins, the Robbins Report here at the Washington Times.